Automating frequency shifter for sweeps. Advanced. Ableton Live. Drum and bass. Let's go. In this lesson, we're treating frequency shifter like a movement engine, not a cute effect. The goal is to build tempo-locked sweeps that feel fast, mechanical, and aggressive in a way that a normal filter sweep just doesn't. You'll end up with three tools you can reuse forever: a classic riser sweep, a heavy downshift, and a parallel shift air sweep on drums that keeps punch but adds shine. Before we touch anything, one super important concept. Ableton's frequency shifter is not a pitch shifter. It doesn't move notes up the musical scale. It adds, or subtracts, a fixed number of hertz to everything coming in. That means harmonics get rearranged, and things turn inharmonic quickly. That's why it sounds sci-fi, metallic, and kind of alien, especially on anything tonal. So here's the mindset. Think difference tones, not key. If you want it to still feel connected to the track, keep your shifts modest, especially on tonal material. Often the sweet spot is the first 0 to 200, maybe 400 hertz. If you want it to go full Nero robot, you can push way higher, but you're choosing chaos at that point, which is sometimes perfect. Alright, build 1. The classic D&B riser sweep. Clean, wide, controllable. First, choose your riser source. You've got options. A sustained pad or noise layer works. A resampled Reese tail is sick. A long crash or ride wash is very jungle and super effective. Even a vocal law stretched out can be amazing. Put it on an audio track and name it Riser Source so you stay organized. Now the device chain. All stock. Frequency shifter first. Then auto filter. Then hybrid reverb. Then utility at the end. That utility matters more than people think, because sweeps love to creep up in volume and steal impact from your drop. Let's dial in frequency shifter. Set mode to frequency shift, the cleaner one. Start freak at 0 Hz. Set wide somewhere around 80%, anywhere in that 70 to 100 range. Set dry slash wet around 55% as a starting point, and keep the LFO off for now. We're going to do the main motion with automation first, so it's intentional and arranged. Next, auto filter. We're using it to focus the sweep, not replace it. Choose a high pass, 12 or 24 dB per octave. Start the cutoff around 150 to 300 Hz depending on your source. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, just enough bite to read on smaller speakers without turning into a whistle. If you want edge, add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then hybrid reverb. Pick hall for big space, or shimmer if you want that glossy, floaty lift, but be careful. Shimmer can get too pretty or too bright in heavy D&B. Decay around 3 to 8 seconds, depending on your tempo and how much space is in your mix. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, that keeps the front of the sound punchy. Low cut the reverb, 200 to 500 Hz, because we are not paying rent in the sub-region with a riser. And set dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Now arrangement. Go to arrangement view and make an 8-bar region before your drop. We're automating three things: frequency shifter freak, auto filter cutoff, and reverb dry slash wet. Start with frequency shifter freak. At bar 1, it's 0 Hz. By bar 8, bring it up somewhere between plus 300 and plus 1200 Hz. Here's how to choose. 300 to 600 is classy, minimal, rolling. It adds urgency without screaming. 800 to 1200 is aggressive, sci-fi, and obvious. Great for techie rollers, Nero, and anything that needs a more what is that. Transition. Now do the pro move. Shape the automation curve. Don't do a straight line. Make it exponential. Slow at the start and fast at the end. That acceleration reads like tension, like the track is getting pulled toward the drop. Then automate auto filter cutoff. Start maybe 250 Hz at bar 1, and by bar 8 open to somewhere between 1.5K and 4K. That's what makes it feel like it's opening up, while the shifter adds that mechanical motion on top. Then automate the reverb mix. Start around 15% and push to 30 or even 40% by the end. But on the downbeat of the drop, you need to get out of the way. That's the impact trick. On beat 1 of the drop, either slam the frequency shifter dry slash wet to 0 instantly, or mute the riser right on the downbeat, or keep only a tiny tail but high pass it hard, like up to 800 Hz, so it doesn't mask your kick and snare. Quick teacher note here. Width is like a camera lens. If you go super wide and stay super wide, the drop can feel smaller. So consider narrowing early, then widening into the last bar, then resetting tighter on the drop for punch. You can even automate wide itself for that zoom effect. Also, gain staging. If your sweep gets louder over the last bar, The drop will feel quieter even if your meters say it isn't. Put utility at the end and automate a tiny trim down in the last beat or two, like -1 to -3 dB. It's one of those "why does this suddenly sound more pro" moves. Alright, build 2, the heavy downshift sweep, Rain Mod Menace. This is for one bar falls after a fill, nasty tech transitions, or a landing moment. Pick source material like a bass one-shot, a neuro stab, a snare tail for jungle vibes, or a resampled impact. Device chain, frequency shifter, then saturator, then EQ8, then limiter for safety. This one can spike. Set frequency shifter mode to ring mod. Ring mod creates extra sidebands and can turn anything into industrial machinery, fast. Start freak around 200 to 600 Hz. Keep dry slash wet conservative, like 20 to 45%, because too much will obliterate the body. Wide should be low, 0 to 40%. For heavy music, you usually want the center to stay strong. Now automate the fall. Over one bar, take freak from about 600 Hz down to about 30 Hz. Use a curve that drops quickly at the beginning, then slows. That reads like gravity, like it immediately collapses and then settles. Add saturator. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on. This thickens the sidebands ring mod makes and helps it translate on club systems. Then EQ8 cleanup. High pass 30 to 50 Hz to remove low junk. And listen for harsh spikes, often in the 2 to 6K area after ring mod. If it's biting your ear, notch it. Don't be afraid to be surgical. The goal is nasty in a controlled way, not painful. And if you want an arrangement level trick, in the last half beat before the drop, briefly flip direction. You're falling, and then you do a tiny upward dip, like a hesitation, then slam into the drop. That micro fake out makes the downbeat feel bigger. Build 3. Parallel frequency shifter sweep on drums. This is how you get movement without losing punch. Group your drums into a drums group track. Add an auto effect rack. Make 2 chains. Dry and shift air. DRY is your normal drums. Leave it as is, or keep your usual drum bus processing there. On shift air, at EQ8. Then frequency shifter, then auto filter, then utility. In the pre-EQ8, high pass aggressively like 500 to 1200 Hz. We only want the tops and air. Optionally add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10k, if the chain needs a little extra sparkle going into the shifter. Then frequency shifter. Mode frequency shift. Dry slash wet can be bold because it's parallel, like 60 to 100%, wide 70 to 100, and automate freak from 0 up to somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how intense you want it. If the break is already bright and busy, stay lower. If you want that obvious swirling lift, push higher. After that, auto filter. If it gets fizzy, low pass around 8 to 14k, or use band pass for a tech telephone-ish moment. Then utility. Pull the gain down, -6 to -12 dB. You want this tucked under the dry drums, like a moving halo, not a replacement for your groove. If you want extra size, you can push width to 120 to 160%, but check mono. Now the advanced workflow. Macro it. Map frequency shifter freak to macro 1 and name it shift amount. Map the chain volume or dry slash wet to macro 2 and call it shift mix. Map the EQ8 high pass frequency to macro 3, HP focus. Map utility width to macro 4. Width. Now you can write one clean macro automation instead of juggling 5 lanes. That's how you stay creative while arranging. For example, over 4 to 8 bars, gradually increase shift amount. In the final half bar, do a quick push of shift mix for a rush. On the drop downbeat, snap shift mix back near zero. The drums suddenly feel like they open and then punch you again. Coach note, use automation shapes like rhythm. Instead of one smooth ramp, add 2 acceleration zones. In an 8-bar build, put a breakpoint around bar 6, then steepen. It feels like a drummer going busier into the drop, even if nothing rhythmic changed. Another advanced variation, stepped sweeps. Instead of a smooth curve, draw automation that jumps every 8th note or 16th note. That grid-synced staircase sounds robotic and super neuro, and it cuts through busy arrangements. You can also add just a hint of internal LFO on the frequency shifter while your main ramp is manual. Keep it tiny. Just enough to shimmer. Set the rate to a musical value like 1/8 or 1/16 so it feels intentional. Let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. Don't frequency shift your full mix. It will smear your kick and bass instantly. Use a dedicated riser track, ascend, or parallel processing. Anchor the low end on purpose. If the source has body you don't want touched, Put EQ8 before the shifter and high pass hard, even 300 to 800 Hz, then do a second EQ after to clean up harshness. Another mistake, too much dry slash wet on tonal bass. It can wreck perceived pitch and groove. Either keep it subtle or isolate harmonics and leave sub clean with a rack split. And check mono compatibility. Wide can be addictive, but if your sweep disappears in mono, reduce wide and instead add mid-focus distortion after the shifter, or use a subtle slap delay with echo that stays mono safe. Now a quick 15-minute practice, because this is how you actually internalize it. Pick a break loop, build the shift AIR rack on your drums group. Automate macro 1, shift amount, over 4 bars rising into a fill, from 0 to about 600 Hz. In the final half bar, push macro 2, shift mix, up quickly for that last second adrenaline. On the drop down beat, snap macro 2 back down near 0. Then resample the result. Find one cool moment and chop it into a one-shot FX hit. This is classic DNB workflow. You make transitions, then you steal little bits of them and turn them into a signature sound. Final recap. Frequency shifter is a perfect DNB movement effect because it shifts harmonics in a unique way, giving you metallic, sci-fi tension that feels faster than a standard filter sweep. You build sweeps by automating freak, shaping tone with EQ or auto filter, adding space with hybrid reverb, and controlling level with utility so the drop stays huge. For heavier music, parallel chains, tight EQ cleanup, and optional side chain keep drums and sub clean. And if you macro it inside an audio effect rack, you get a fast, repeatable pro workflow. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're aiming liquid, rollers, or neuro, I can suggest specific safe HC ranges and where to place the acceleration points, so the sweep locks into your arrangement perfectly.